Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, joins me. Saudi Arabia and Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, two members of a conversation now said to be diplomatically moving together, but a mystery. Enemies, as long as I've covered the story of the Middle East. And now we welcome Seema Shain, the head of the Iran program at the Institute for National Security Studies in Israel. Seema, a very good evening to you. Did this announcement surprise you? And what do we make of it now, several weeks later? Good evening to you.
Good evening. It's not a surprise when it is concerned the content of the renewal of relations, because Saudi Arabia and Iran were talking to each other for the last 2 years, sometimes in Baghdad, sometimes in Oman, trying to overcome the difficulties between the two countries. And they didn't reach anything. So until the last event in Beijing, things didn't work correctly for, specifically, I think, for Saudi Arabia. But the surprise is in the timing, and as well as the moderator, the auspices under the auspices of China. That was a surprise because, as I said before, they were meeting in the region, in Oman, in Iraq. So the fact that that they tried to overcome difficulties and to renew the diplomatic relations was not new. The timing that they decided about it was new, was a surprise, and specifically the moderator.
Malcolm?
So when Khamenei gave his New Year's speech to the people of Iran, he didn't mention the deal with Saudi Arabia. What's the popular response to it in Iran, and why would he de-emphasize it?
There is it's a process of the Gulf states improving relations with Iran. It started with the UAE and Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia is the third, and probably after Saudi Arabia will come. We know already that there are meetings between Bahrain and Iran. So it is a process, and I think it is accepted very well in Iran, because it shows in a way, it shows that Iran is back accepted in the region, that it is lowering tension with its neighbors, that in spite, when I'm saying it is accepted well, depends on whom. Of course, the leadership, the many millions of people that are still supporting the regime are quite happy with that. When it comes to the population that we see, that we saw in the last half year going to the streets on the issue of the hijab, but actually on the issue of the regime and calling against for a change of regime, I think these people are in a way disappointed, because everything they have done, and the fact that their friends have been killed, their families have been, parts of their families were killed and injured, and others in prison still, that didn't put any obstacle before other countries in the region to improve relations and to go back to a diplomatic level of relations. So I think it's a mixed way of looking on the issue. Depends on who is looking on that. But from the regime point of view, it's a huge success.
What does Iran get out of this? Money? Is there money changing hands, Seema?
It's money, but it's money in a different way. Iran is very much dependent when it comes to its trade, and also, of course, companies, you know, front companies and others, very dependent on the UAE, less on Saudi Arabia, but also when it comes to the issue of oil prices and others. So there is a lot. There is a lot of common interest, specifically on the side of Iran, on the economic issues. But I think it's more than the economic issue. It's first of all, it's the feeling that Iran gives to itself and to its population, that Iran is not politically isolated. The fact that Iran, in spite of everything that is happening, in spite of the fact that it is supporting Russia in a war against Ukraine and everything that and the revolts on the streets and everything that is happening, in spite of everything, countries in the region want to improve relations with Iran or feel obliged, I would say, to improve relations with Iran. And that is a huge success for Iran, and it's very important for the regime. I would add to that one more thing. You know, the issue of the Iranian regional behavior was always it wasn't on the table with the JCPOA negotiations, but it was around and everybody was talking about it. And the Iranians, it was very important for them, first of all, to separate between the issues, as well as to say we can deal with our neighbors without any international, specifically American, involvement. So it's very important that they have decided, that they have concluded relations with all the countries, and Bahrain will be the last one, and they can tell everyone, we know how to talk to our friends and to our neighbors without American involvement. And the end, it's with the Chinese involvement, which is a very, in a way, very important for Iran to show that U.S. involvement in the region is not welcomed, while the Chinese one is much better for both sides. And we know that China has a lot of interest in both in Saudi Arabia and in Iran. It is buying its oil there, energy, and is investing a lot of projects. So there is especially much more in Saudi Arabia than in Iran. But it is very important for China to show that it has also a political influence on opposition parties, and specifically with these two, where its energy import is so important for China.
Malcolm, we have about a minute.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you to pick up on the United States. Can it restore its relationship with the Saudis? Is this a message from the Saudis? And in terms of Iran, are they trying to get the JCPOA back on track?
So first of all, everybody is saying, is it a success for China? Zero-sum game for the Americans. I think it is better for the U.S. to see Iran and Saudi Arabia in a less tensional situation.
Seema, for just 30 seconds, Seema, go ahead.
Okay, so it's very important for the U.S. to see Iran and Saudi Arabia. They believe that they will have better relations with Saudi Arabia on other issues. And I think the JCPOA is not on the table in any way.
Seema Shain is the head of the Iran program at the Institute for National Security Studies. Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.